الحمد لله العلي الأعلى، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الآخرة والأولى، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمد عبده ورسوله النبي المصطفى، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أولي التقوى. أما بعد، يا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى، فمن اتقاه وقاه. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, whoever has taqwa of Allah will be saved from his wrath and punishment. O Muslims, from the greatest objectives of Islam and the noblest aims and intent of this deen is the achievement of love between the believers, between the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran al-Kareem, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. It is the believers are brethren to one another. The believers are brothers of one another. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he reminded us of this relationship between Muslims and believers. He says, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ. The example of the believers in their love and mercy and compassion towards one another is like that of a single body. If part of it is injured, then the rest of the body stays up at night and has fever. This is the example of the love and the compassion that believers, they feel for one another. And in order to achieve this noble and great objective, then one must strive. One must strive to purify their soul and their chest and their heart from hatred and rancor and jealousy and ill feeling towards their brothers and sisters in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He describes the believers in dua. They say, يقولون وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O Allah, forgive us and those who went before us, preceded us in iman. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا. And do not put in our hearts hatred for those who believe. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. This is the dua of the mu'mineen. O Allah, do not put in our hearts hatred for those who believe. Beloved Muslims, the way to success on the Day of Judgment, the way to success in the Akhirah, is by purifying our hearts of hatred and rancor towards our fellow Muslims. Allah says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. The day when no wealth and no children will benefit a person. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. The day when wealth and children will be of no benefit except one who comes to Allah with a peaceful heart, with a sound heart, a heart that is at peace. And the Prophet ﷺ, he described this sound heart when the people, they asked him, Ya Rasulullah, who is the best of people? Who is the best of mankind? He said, كُلُّ مَخْمُومُ الْقَلْبِ صُدُوقَ الْلِسَانِ. He said, the best of mankind is the one who has a truthful tongue and a sound and peaceful heart. The Sahaba, they said, we understand a truthful tongue, but how does one achieve a peaceful heart? He said, كُلُّ قَلْبٍ تَقِيٍ نَقِيٍ لَا بَغِي فِيهِ. The peaceful heart, what is that? He said, it is every heart that is naqi, clear and clean, and has taqwa of Allah, and it has no rebellion in it. وَلَا حَسَدَ وَلَا غِلٍ. And there's no jealousy and no hatred towards others, no ill feeling. That is the heart of the one who is the best of humanity. the best of mankind. Respected Muslims, the Prophet ﷺ, he told us a hadith that should be the guiding light for the ummah, that should be the guidance of the ummah in these times of tribulation, when the waves and the stormy waves of division come upon us. Listen to this hadith that is should be the way out for all of the Muslims. The Prophet ﷺ, he was once with some of the Sahaba, and he said, just now, a man will come to you who is from the people of paradise. The Sahaba, they looked, they saw a man come, he was wiping the water from his beard, he made wudu, carrying his sandals and walked away. The next day, the Prophet ﷺ, he repeated. He said, just now a man is going to come to you who is from the people of Jannah, from paradise, the people of paradise. And again, they saw the same man wiping water from his beard and carrying his sandals and walking away. The third day, the Prophet ﷺ repeated, again, this is a person of paradise. And again, the same thing, the man came out. And he walked away with his sandals in his hand. Amr ibn al-As, in a long story, he went to that man's house and he wanted to find out what he had done. So he stayed in his house 3 nights and watched him and observed his behavior. And he said, I didn't see anything special he did in worship more than the other Sahaba, except when at night when he got agitated and turned over, he would say Allahu Akbar and remember Allah until the time of Fajr came, and then he went out. So finally, he said, I went to him and I asked him, what is it, what do you do that made you achieve this great status with the Prophet ﷺ, with Allah in the paradise? He said, I don't think I do anything special except one thing. I do not have any rebellion or any ill feeling towards any Muslim. I do not harbor any type of cheating or any type of treason towards any Muslim in my heart, and I do not have jealousy for anything that Allah has given anybody. So Amr ibn al-As, he said, that's it. That is what has made you a person of paradise. He did not harbor ghish, cheating in his heart towards a Muslim, and he did not have jealousy of any Muslim for what he had. So this, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, is a sign of the people of paradise. From the things that harm the ummah, and the things that are most dangerous for the people of Islam, for the Muslims, is that their hearts become filled with anger, with envy, with hatred, with ill feeling. This is the most dangerous thing to the people of this ummah. And the Prophet ﷺ, he warned us about this. He said that every Monday and Thursday, Allah opens the doors of paradise. And he says, may all those who do not commit shirk with me, may they all be forgiven. He forgives every person who does not make shirk with him on Mondays and Thursdays when the doors of paradise are open. Except two people who have a dispute with one another. Except for two people who are disputing with one another, Allah says, wait until حَتَّى يَصْطَلِحَا, until they make up with one another. So this is the great danger of holding these disputes. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, let us make our guiding principle in life the words of the Prophet ﷺ, when he said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدَكُمْ لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. One of you will not achieve true faith, true iman, until he loves for his fellow brother what he loves for himself. This is the words of the Prophet ﷺ. Our iman will not be complete until we love for one another what we love for ourselves. Gathering of Muslims, beware of spreading gossip and backbiting amongst each other, because this will spread hatred and ill feeling. The Prophet ﷺ said, لا يدخل الجنة القتات. He will not enter paradise, the one who spreads gossip and who spread treasonous talk. And also the Prophet ﷺ, he warned us, and Allah warns us against ill speech and speaking harshly and with harsh and strong words towards others. And Allah says in the Quran al-Kareem, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولَ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Tell my servants to say good words, because harsh words, they breed hatred. They make murky the purity of one's heart. And also, we must stay away. We must be careful of argumentation and debate, except with knowledge and with a good intention. Arguing and debating, unless it's with knowledge and with good intention, it is harmful and it leads to hatred. And even if one must debate with knowledge and good intention, they should let that be covered with beautiful words, with kind words and gentle words, so that it will be more effective. And also, Imam Malik, he had very important words. He said, debating, it causes hardness of the heart. Debating and arguing, it leads to hardness of the heart, and it breeds rancor. So this is something we should be all beware of. And enough is the debate that we see amongst each other, and in society, and in the media, where debating and arguing has become commonplace. Brothers and sisters in Islam, let us pay heed to this warning. And also, we must hold back on mocking others and joking too much. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he said, mocking and joking too much, it again, it leads to ill feelings between people when they mock one another and joke. And also, Umar al-Faruq, radiallahu anhu, he said something very important, which is, do not interpret the words of your brother in an ill way if you can find some interpretation that makes it good. He says, we should always have a good opinion of the words of others if we can interpret it in some way to make his words good. So we should be aware of that in misinterpreting the words of others. And also, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, if we find somebody doing something, taking a position that appears wrong, then the way to approach them is with gentle words and kindness, because this will be likely to keep the love between one another. Even if we find somebody doing something wrong, we should not use harsh words, but we should use kind expressions in order to teach them, and this will leave and cause love to come between us. And finally, brothers and sisters in Islam, from the greatest causes of hatred and ill feeling amongst Muslims, and that causes great harm amongst societies in the Muslim Ummah, and fills the heart with rancor, is love of fame. Love of fame and love of position and leadership. The ulama, they say that this breeds rancor and hatred. Fudayl ibn Iyad, one of the great pious predecessors, he said, there is nobody who sought leadership except that he became jealous of others and he pointed out and searched for the faults of other people. Anybody who seeks a position of leadership, then what is Fudayl saying? He'll seek the faults of others. He'll become jealous of them, and he will hate what they have of goodness. He will not see any good in others. So, my beloved brothers, what is upon us? As Muslims, we should be grateful for what Allah has given us, to be content, to not long for what other people have, which leads to jealousy and envy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْ مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Do not seek after what other people have. Do not seek the good things that other people have. لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا. For men is a portion of what is due to them. وَلِلْنِسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبْنَا. And for women is a portion due to them. وَاسْأَلَ اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. And ask Allah for His bounty. Be content with what He has given you. Inshallah, you will find happiness in this world and the next. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله أجمعين. يا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام اتق الله. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah Most High has the most beautiful names and attributes. ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها. Allah, He has the most beautiful names and attributes. And knowledge of these names and learning them is the greatest knowledge one can pursue. Learning the names, the beautiful names and attributes of Allah is the greatest knowledge one can pursue. Why is that? Because every knowledge is judged by its subject. And when one learns the names of Allah, he's learning about Allah, the creator of the universe. And the honor of this knowledge of the names of Allah is related to Allah Most High. Learning the names and attributes of Allah, the beautiful names and attributes, it causes us to love Allah more, and to fear Him, and to rely upon Him. It increases our iman. Knowing Allah increases our iman. This is why Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, rahimahullah, he said, every prophet, he came, and the foundation of his message was to teach people the names and attributes of Allah, so that they know Allah and they know the right of Allah upon them. So that every act of worship is based upon knowing Allah. The prophets were sent to humanity to teach humanity that they must worship Allah. But how can one worship Allah if they don't know who Allah is? How can one worship Allah without knowledge of who Allah is? So learning the names and attributes of Allah, as Ibn al-Qayyim said, he said, this is what we were created for. Because iman, faith, is not just uttering words of iman, but it is believing it in one's heart. It is making an effort to learn Allah, about Allah, through His names and attributes. And Ibn al-Qayyim, he continues, and he says, knowing the names and attributes of Allah is the foundation for all other knowledge. All other knowledge goes back to the names and attributes of Allah. Why is that? Because when we study other knowledge, it's either things that Allah created, or guidance and universal laws that He sent down in the world. So when we understand Allah's name, Al-Khaliq, then when we see His creation, we understand why He created it. When we understand the name of Allah, Al-Bari, O Al-Hadi, we understand why Allah sent down revelation for us to be guided. So Ibn al-Qayyim, he said that all knowledge goes back to knowing Allah's names and attributes. And all knowledge stems from knowing these names. When we learn them, our iman will be strengthened, our worship will be more true, and we will understand the reason for our creation. May Allah give us the beneficial knowledge of His names and attributes. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم من أراد بالمسلمين شرا فأشغله في نفسه. اللهم من أراد بالمسلمين شرا فأشغله في نفسه يا رب العالمين. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين بالإيمان. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين بالإسلام يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين في هذا المسجد وفي سائر الأماكن يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected brothers in Islam, youth, young ladies and sisters and brothers, the brothers have made a great effort to make a Islamic knowledge competition. They've gathered together to produce a competition of learning the names and attributes of Allah, which is so important for every Muslim to learn. And I encourage every youth, inshallah, every youth that's here today, and every parent to register for this program and to encourage your youth to learn these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also there are other things such as essays. Allah says, وَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, race with one another in goodness. So this is a competition for learning. What a great competition to involve yourselves, your families, and your children. So learn these names of Allah, teach your children. Inshallah, there's registration forms, and the brothers will help you, inshallah, to participate. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Ibadullah, adhkuru Allah dhikran kathira, wa sabbihu bukratan wa asila, wa aqimu salah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على الفلاح قد قامت السلام قد قامت السلام الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم مستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا إن شانئك هو الأبتر.